You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Pretty decent result for Green Bay, especially considering all of the drama this offseason.
Packers are now offering concessions to the reigning NFL MVP, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter.
So if Aaron Rodgers still wants to trade after this year, he can get it.
He has landed in Wisconsin, land of cheese. He is Aaron Rodgers, who has shown up to Packers camp to report on time. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on Barton Hahn appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Bartholomew Rogers Scott.
Yes.
How are you today?
Discount double check. I don't know. Forget discount double check. We're presented by Progressive.
You seem annoyed by this situation. Yeah. You seem like you have something you want to get off your chest about this.
I hope that the concessions are legit, and I hope they're plentiful. If he shows up day one, I hope it's because they're going to have a conversation, and Aaron Rodgers is going to become a free agent next season, or he's going to get traded next season. Because all along, this is my take that I said 3 months ago, before anybody was on this train, they were talking about, oh, they can trade him, they can get all these pieces for him before the draft, all that stuff. I said the best compromise is to trade him, for him to show up for camp and for him to become a free agent. Simple as that, right? So we went all the way around the world, through the galaxy, all that stuff, hyperspeed, light speed, only to come to the same destination and the same conclusion that I said 3 months ago.
With one alteration here. They took off the 2023 year in his contract. So after next year, he is not a free agent, but he is supposed to revisit his feelings with the Packers. Now, here's Schefter just on basically exactly what you have been saying. To give it, how this has all come together and why this is what exactly Rodgers has wanted.
This is about the way things are run. This is about structure. This is about creating a path for Aaron Rodgers to leave Green Bay potentially after this season. The Packers have voided the 2023 season on Aaron Rodgers' deal, which was the last year in his contract. And they've also agreed to promise to review his situation after this year. So if Aaron Rodgers still wants a trade after this year, he can get it.
Okay, let me ask you this, though.
Because they promised.
Yeah.
Is that binding in court?
I don't know if it's promised in writing.
How would Judge Judy interpret
this? I think she'd roll her eyes. I think she would roll her eyes.
She'd be like, so you took his word for it. You called him Jerry Krause. And you took Jerry Krause's word for it. You said it was the last dance. It didn't end well for Michael Jordan. They got the championship, but guess what? They didn't sign him back. They didn't run it back. So you're going to tell me you went into a contract and you gave concessions because they promised?
Well, here's the thing. That's what I want to know. It is supposedly we will revisit the situation. We'll see how you are feeling. And if you are feeling the same way and you want out, we will try to accommodate your request to get traded. He also apparently created more cap room this season. Is it for Devontae Adams or is it for something else? Because this is what I don't get about this. And we'll hear from Lewis Riddick on this topic in a minute. Bart, if you're Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers can still get traded after this year, why would you sign a long-term deal now?
You would be a damn fool. You would be a damn fool because guess what? Your hopes of winning a championship, let alone winning the division, let alone even making it to the playoffs, is out the window with Jordan Love as your quarterback. I mean, even if Jordan Love, how many guys first year as a starter ever is just outside of Patrick Mahomes is the truth?
Mm-hmm.
So that means Devontae Adams, you'll be going into year 9. You'll be waiting for Jordan Love to come of age to figure it out. Then you go another year, you'll be year 10, waiting for this kid to figure it out. And usually by third year of a starter, that's when a guy is ready to be the leader of a championship team. At that point, you won't be as great as you used to be, you know, 3 years from now, knowing that you got three more years of wear and tear on your body, potentially injury could take, you know, could take place. Remember, he was injured last year. It is no way in hell, there's no way in H-E double hockey sticks that if I'm Davante Adams or if I'm anybody in his camp, I'm saying we signing anything long term. You've waited this long. What's waiting another year, waiting to the end of the year to talk about a contract extension if you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to run it back or you have other options? What about Derek Carr? Thought you loved him, man.
Look, my other issue here is if Davante Adams isn't going to sign, why exactly was it important now, right before training camp,
right,
to create extra cap space for this year? Because generally, you're not going to go and get a massive free agent at this point. Yeah. So listen to Lewis Riddick on this very topic, our ESPN NFL front office insider.
Other than the fact that he could possibly hit the market next year and or go to a team of his choosing if they decide to trade him, there has to be something else in the interim that he says, okay, this is what will make me happy over the next 4 to 6 months. Something's going on here. I think that, you know, the Davante Adams contract cannot be the only thing that all of a sudden now is back on the table. Somebody else is coming to this football team, or something is going to change in a very tangible way to make it look like it's not just the same old thing that we're going to do like we did in previous years.
What could that be? What kind of a trade could that be? We look at some of the guys who were unhappy with their situations, who, you know, Chandler Jones, whether it's Xavier Howard, who did show up to the Dolphins today. There are a couple of bigger names right now that could make the Packers better that would help that along. But I'm still having trouble really figuring out where this is a complete win for Aaron Rodgers to show up. And all of these things that he has done do make it look like he is doing all these things to try to help the Packers, and the Packers are making some concessions along the way too. Bart, I don't understand what the last 6 months have been for if this is where we're ending up.
That's what I'm saying, right? It was just drama for your mama in off season, and I feel disgusted. I thought A-Ron was one of the guys that would be dug in the trenches. I thought he was the guy that was going to take the poker hand and take it and make it a winning hand. And I don't know. Like, bringing Chandler Jones doesn't do anything. Hell, you got three pass rushers. You got Rashawn Gary, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. I mean, is Chandler Jones?
I'm just throwing it out there as somebody that could help.
Yeah, that's I mean, how's that helping Aaron Rodgers? You know what I'm saying? For me, if you
makes a team better considering they were just in the championship game.
But if he's coming back, it wasn't about the defense that didn't show up, right?
Right.
It's more about the offense and Devin Funches and the others, the Lazards of the world. It's like getting somebody opposite of Adams. Remember last year he wanted to make the trade for Will Fuller, but they decided not to pull the trigger on it. Now he's not available. So what is it that way? Are they trading a guy like Preston Smith saying, hey, Rashawn Gary's ready to step up and be the full-time starter opposite Za'Darius Smith, so then we can trade a great pass rusher in Preston Smith who's still under 30 years old, but we're paying him $9 million to maybe go out and get him a weapon? You know, it would have been nice if they would have had this figured out or this wink-wink before, and they could have went for Julio Jones and put Davante Adams next to Julio Jones, then maybe that would have been something. But at this point, I don't know what move was out there, what move was left. What disgruntled receiver is out there outside of Allen in Chicago.
Yeah.
But who Chicago
Allen
ain't
Robinson.
Why would Chicago help you out?
Nobody. They're not going to help you out. Is there somebody else on another team that is deep in receivers that may want to trade one away during camp? Maybe that's a possibility.
I mean, unless they call in the Jets for Jameson Crowder because they got Keelan Cole.
But I can't imagine that Aaron Rodgers said, let me make you a ton of cap room so we can get Jameson Crowder here at this point. I can't see that being the difference maker.
Well, maybe, you know, we should phrase this in a Jeopardy question. Who is Aaron Rodgers waiting for?
How about who wasted our time for the last 6 months?
Exactly.
Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Sitting there following him around, looking at it. You know, what most football players would say, dad bod. He's rocking a ponytail now. Who is this guy?
That's not even a ponytail he's got. He's got a man bun today. Bun.
Looking out there like Sasha Vujicic or somebody.
Although big respect on the Kevin Malone versus Chili office t-shirt that he wore today on his way in. Though there is one last part of this now, though. So he's showing up. He may not be in Green Bay next year. He is happy to, you know, they are happy that he's there. They don't practice until tomorrow, so this isn't definitively done, whatever this agreement is. But then there's Mark Murphy before all of this got done, still putting out this notion that people are blaming both sides. And I don't really understand what the purpose of this is.
I think fans are frustrated with the situation. I think it's kind of a pox on both houses, us and Aaron. But we've been in constant communication. It's obviously months. And, I'm hopeful that we'll have it all resolved. I do think our fans are split. And I think there's a lot of them that are just, they want it resolved. And I don't know if they're against the Packers or against Aaron. They want to see it resolved. And I know people know how good a player Aaron is, but I do think sometimes in these situations it's easy to forget, what he's done.
Yeah, I don't understand why Mark Murphy would continue to make reference to the fact that, yeah, they're blaming Aaron a lot too. Like, what, even if you're asked, who do the fans blame? Do you think they blame you more? Do they think they blame Aaron more? Like, there is such an easy sidestep to that question. Yeah. Like, why do you continue to throw shade at the guy if you're making concessions and you're trying to bring him back? I don't understand any of that. So let's get more perspective right now. We go out to Jen Latta, who, of course, of ESPN Milwaukee's morning show, ESPN reporter. You know her well. For more perspective on this, she has had quite the few weeks considering what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks winning a championship and now the drama that has been the last 6 months. Jen, Chris Carlin, Bart Scott here on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Thanks for joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. What is the take right? I want to start there with what Mark Murphy just said. Have people been blaming Aaron Rodgers as equally as much as they have been blaming the Packers?
I think absolutely. We've done, first of all, good to be with you guys. We've done several polls over the last few months, asking who do you blame, who are you mad at, some variation of that. And you'd be surprised how often it came back 50-50, 60-40, and it fluctuated occasionally depending on what the most recent news was or depending if Mark Murphy stuck his foot in his mouth at an availability. but that's the thing, guys. There are so many fans who were like, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be here, then we don't want him. On the other side, you had plenty of fans who were like, I don't care what the guy is like personally. He's the best dang quarterback in the market, in the field, bar none. So we want him under center. I think, we've been calling it the Green Bays of our lives since Adam Schefter blew everything up on draft night. And it's nice to know that this is sort of kind of coming to a conclusion. But the thing that I walked away from this morning after our show was it kind of feels like the Packers got everything they wanted. I mean, Brian Gutekunst essentially wanted another year of Aaron Rodgers and flexibility after that to maybe turn the page to his first-round draft pick, Jordan Love. And while maybe Rodgers now has the choice, depending on the wording of this new these concessions, of where he might go and maybe has a little more power in that, it kind of feels like the Packers got what they wanted.
Yeah, seems to me like it was all for nothing. Like it was just drama. We were following him around. He was in Hawaii. He was playing a ukulele. He was two-stepping. He was doing all kind of stuff, right? And, like, at the end of the day, it was a nothing burger. Right. For me, I wonder what does this mean for the future of Davante Adams? Because Davante Adams, the room that was created, I would assume they'd be trying to get an extension for Davante Adams. But if I'm Davante Adams, would he be encouraged by what he's seen from Jordan Love to say, hey, I'm going to ride the rest of my career. I'm going to finish my career. The finale of my career is going to be with Jordan Love and really believe that he can win a championship?
That's a great question. I don't know. It's been a weird year, as you guys well know. We just haven't gotten to see him. So we're making all of our guesses about the progress that Jordan Love has made based on a few, snippets, maybe conversations here and there, things that have leaked out. But you got to think that if the Packers went to these extremes to, quote unquote, appease Aaron and get him back under center, then they certainly weren't willing to hand the reins over to Jordan Love, right? Because I think a part of them would have been like, go ahead, retire. We got our guy. He's ready. He's going to crush it in the league this year. So I do feel like, again, the best option for them was to get Aaron back under center. And, of course, you're hearing now from multiple sources that in a shocking development, what a coincidence, now we can re-engage with Davante Adams. I don't know what his future is. I also don't know, the market, as we've been discussing, would dictate if he is the best receiver in the field. And look, I saw the Madden ratings yesterday. You're seeing the numbers that are coming out and everybody saying he's the best receiver out there. Like, does he deserve more money than Hopkins? even because they broke the bank to pay Hopkins. The Packers, they're not really a break the bank kind of franchise. So it wouldn't surprise me if he decided to go get paid elsewhere, knowing that this is the quote unquote last dance with Aaron Rodgers. But I mean, it'll be another storyline for us to follow, sure, over the next season.
Jen Latta with us from ESPN Milwaukee, of course, a reporter for ESPN as well, co-host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in the mornings on ESPN Milwaukee here on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. This is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Jen, I'm curious now as to how the Packers think. Do people actually believe that the Packers are better this year than the team that just fell short in the NFC Championship game?
Well, God, that's a really good question. I think they think that they did a really good job with some of their draft picks. And I think, again, having Rodgers under center, now can he duplicate an MVP season that he had last year? That remains to be seen. You know, I think that they have to believe that they have a shot, that they were maybe a few pieces shy of it. But I loved what Dan Orlovsky said on I think it was on SportsCenter this morning, that this is a Super Bowl roster. He's not sure if it's a Super Bowl team. And what an interesting nuance he brings up there in how does the drama of this offseason and the personality clashes that have obviously been well documented, how does that roll into the season? Can they just sweep it under the rug? Can they pretend that it doesn't exist? Have they put these quote-unquote mechanisms in place that it doesn't rear its ugly head as the season goes on? Maybe they drop a couple of games, and all of a sudden there starts being finger-pointing. And so it was a really good distinction that Orlovsky made in, like, hey, man, you got to be really mature, and that's everybody involved, to turn the page if, in fact, you think that this is your best shot at winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. That means that none of this, you know, it's his fault for not, you know, kicking the field goal versus going for it, you know, and that was the wrong play, and why didn't we get this guy, and all of that type of stuff. Like, you got to put all of that aside because everybody's got to be pulling the rope in the same direction, working towards the same goal.
Yeah, and that's where I'm kind of most interested in the relationship with Rodgers and his receivers besides Devontae Adams, because his whole stance here is kind of a direct indictment on them. And I'm wondering if he would sense that he needs to mend some fences here with those guys.
I mean, it's distinctly possible. You know, there have been reports coming out of that locker room from certain reporters all season long of guys who, you know, who say Rodgers is a talented guy. No one ever questions that. But he's a different cat. You know, he's a complicated fella. You've heard all the variations of all of that stuff, kind of talking about his idiosyncrasies and how he can sometimes be difficult to get along with. But Rodgers can be a good leader at times as well. So I feel like if he believes that it is necessary for him to have some heart-to-hearts with some of these guys who maybe feel like they've been slighted through this process, who maybe feel like he has said the talent around me isn't good enough, although he's never said that implicitly, it's always just been implied by some of the attitudes and the positions he's taken, you know. And then this report or this rumor of him wanting Randall Cobb back, who of course he's very close with in his personal life, you know, but they just drafted a guy who essentially plays that role and has that position on the field. And so just all of that stuff, I do think that if he thinks it's necessary to have those conversations, he'll do whatever it takes to put them in a position to win.
I'll tell you what, hate can be a great motivator, right? And, you know, because of the hate and the spite they had, he has with Gutekunst, he could want to try and you know, ride off into the sunset like Shane, the hero. When you think about it, I mean, if he's pulling his LeBron James, you know, Wiggins was a pick that they needed. He traded him for what he wanted. And this would be an interesting case study, right, to see what Aaron Rodgers, how he's able and capable to alter this roster going forward. You know, as we know, the secondary free agent market will be coming. We're assuming, or it's been indicated or implied, that maybe some of this money that Aaron Rodgers gave back isn't just, or flexibility that he gave to the team, isn't just about Devontae Adams. It's because a bigger move could be coming, according to Lewis Riddick, that it should be something else. We're just all trying to anticipate what that can be.
Yeah, and again, this is great drama, right? I mean, you mentioned it when I got on the show. We go from having the Bucks in the NBA Finals to winning the whole dang thing to a parade, you know, down Wisconsin Avenue, the main thoroughfare in downtown Milwaukee, right into this continued you know, will he show up? Won't he show up? Okay, now he's showing up. And what does it mean? Like you said, them being able to move the money around. So it's been an exciting time for sure. And look, I watched the Vegas numbers. You guys watched the numbers out of Vegas. Obviously, they think Aaron Rodgers moves the needle. Obviously, they think he's a difference maker. And I think that if you look at the NFC picture, you got to look at the Packers. You got to look at the Buccaneers. And you got to look at what they're doing with the Rams. Like, those are the teams I'm circling, saying, okay, these are the teams. These are the guys. And obviously, it's a big difference knowing that Aaron Rodgers will be under center, obviously, health pending as the season goes on. But, you know, it's great drama. It's great theater. You know, don't ever tell me that Rodgers doesn't like this stuff. You don't post a Last Dance picture on your Instagram feed, on your social media feed, you know, a day or two before it's announced you're coming back, if you don't love some of the saga.
Jen, appreciate it. Awesome insight. Couldn't agree more. Thanks again for the time.
Of course, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
You too. That's Jen Latta from ESPN Milwaukee, The Morning Show. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And you know her from ESPN as reporter here as well, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. If Aaron Rodgers put us through all of this for the last 6 months so we could get Randall Cobb back, he shouldn't be making decisions on who should he should be playing with.
Right, I'll pull his ponytail out. That's my damn time.
It is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. So who do you blame more for the last 6 months with this drama? Do you blame Rodgers, considering what we've come out with? Or do you blame the Packers for simply not offering to compromise here sooner? Get on the open lines right now at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're taking your calls in just a few moments. Up next, though, the trade deadline for Major League Baseball is later on this week.
Yes.
And a lot of people are involved.
Ray Jenks. Big series.
Including the two New York teams who figure to potentially be big players. We get into that and tell you how in just moments. It is Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Dun, 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 dun. And they're always glad you came. Dun, dun,
you know I cried at the finale of this.
You can be. Trouble's all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
I had tears at the finale of Cheers.
Yo, Cheers was real.
Like 93. Man. I was still in college.
Everything you got.
And, oh, my. Yeah, no, that. Last couple of scenes of that, oh, my
yeah,
Lord,
man.
Just that killed me.
Ted Danza, Woody Harrison, man.
Coach, who passed away early. Eddie, I could go on about
it. It hits
this.
You right there in the chest, man. I think this is the perfect song for our audience, man. I think they feel this. You know what I'm saying? They feel this,
man. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Know your audience.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Let us get to the audience on the phone lines at 888-SAY-ESPN. We're going to start with Mike in Texas. Mike, it's Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Called a couple times. Hope everybody's doing well. Man, I think this Packers thing is it's just really interesting to me because on one hand, how, as the Packers organization, do you even think about a situation where you find yourself in now? we don't need Aaron Rodgers. We'll be like, whatever it is. I'm not saying I know any of that. I'm just like, what is the thought process that goes behind thinking you'll be okay without Aaron Rodgers? And then for Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. I mean, sure, he's probably got a little bit of blame, if that's the word you want to use, but, you know, is he deserve it of having an opinion on, you know, what the team does future wise and then the way they kind of mishandled the draft thing? He's already said he's not, you know, it's not about Jordan Love. It's about the fact how they went about doing it. So
you're never going to be able to convince me it's not about Jordan Love.
But tell me this. Remember this. And sometimes we forget what the narrative was before they even hired LaFleur. Remember they fired Mike McCarthy. And remember the other coach came out and he blamed Aaron Rodgers and said, hey, this guy is a problem. He's not a good guy to work for, work with. And then he got fired from within like the next week. Like, so it's been rumblings amongst that building. We don't know what type of Devo Aaron Rodgers is and his fight for power within his organization. But it ain't been all sunshine and roses. Remember, it wasn't pretty when Mike McCarthy left and other coaches that were still on the staff. Remember, they fired Mike McCarthy and other people were still working. The season was still going.
Yeah.
And the other coach came out and was like, you know, everybody want to blame it on Mike McCarthy. This guy is not the best guy, not the best leader, and not the best person in the building, best teammate. And he got fired shortly thereafter.
Darren, upstate New York, is up next on Bart and Hahn. Darren, what's going on, bud? You're on ESPN Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I feel like it's almost cliche at this point, but fans always jump on that thought process of, you know, oh, just shut up and play. If I was in your position, I would just shut up and play. But, Bart, you know this as well. All players have for leverage is, I'm not going to play. I'm not happy with the situation. I don't have much leverage, but I'm just not going to play. And he perfectly placed it right before the draft. So he knew we'd talk about it all offseason. I mean, nobody ever goes after the owners. It's always, oh, it's the players being greedy. But the owners are the greediest ones of them all. I mean, Aaron Rodgers put through his MVP season, and he's not happy with the situation he wants out. Technically, he got what he wanted. I mean, he does have to play a year, but he gets to choose what he wants after that. I mean, how is it different than Tom Brady pushing his weight around and getting Garoppolo kicked out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I think would be the ultimate compromise, to say, okay, Aaron Rodgers, we're going to make you happy at the end of the season. They have to get Jordan Love out of there. But, you know, that means somebody has to admit that
Maybe they created the cap room so they could take the hit of trading him right now.
because they have to explain. Somebody has to eat crow and say, we thought Aaron Rodgers was done. Remember, Aaron Rodgers had got hurt a couple of seasons before.
Sure, absolutely.
Back to back, he didn't finish. Remember, he was dragging his leg, and we didn't think he would finish the season, but he just wasn't the right person.
And he didn't look as mobile as he used
to. And then he was 13-3, and then, you know, he had his bounce back season in 13-3 where he was able to kind of reestablish who he was. And that's what they were thinking of. They were thinking, let's not get caught. We got an opportunity to have, listen, I think they've had, what, only seven starting quarterbacks since 2019?
Look.
Some kind of crazy thing. He's been, the Green Bay Packers have been a very fortunate organization to go from one Hall of Famer to another.
I don't think that this is about communication. And while Brian Gutekunst absolutely should have given a heads up, even minutes before, hey, this just fell in our laps, we're making this trade, we're moving up to take this guy, so you know. But to me, it's more about the fact that they were drafting his replacement. And he was on the other side of this. And he should understand what it looks like. And I will always believe that that is where all of it started. And that was sticking with him the entire time. And when he went out and had a big year this year, he decided, I'm going to try to determine what my future is. Screw these guys. They didn't believe in me.
Right. Remember this, though. Remember this. And I found the quote. The coach was Winston Moss.
Yeah.
He said, and his quote was this. He said, ponder this. What championship teams have are great leadership. Period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard. Period. Losing sucks. And shortly after that, he said, I've been informed.
And he that the Green lost Bay, his job.
That the Green Bay Packers are letting me go. So, listen, this was out in support of Mike McCarthy, who everybody was blaming, hadn't been able to evolve with the times, and it had ran its course. But, you know,
You know, in a lot of ways, I know we were talking this offseason about how NFL players wanted to become NBA players. Well, they may not have the exact power that NBA players have in running the league, but they're closer than we think with a lot of these kind of things behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, quarterbacks, I can remember Ray Lewis, right, saying that he's Michael Jordan, who wears his Scottie Pippen, and Kelly Gregg turned around like, well, damn, I've been holding jump throughs. You was a defensive MVP behind me. And Ray had to kind of apologize and figure some things out. But then they drafted Haloti Ngata the next year to give him somebody that was going to hold people off of him.
Mike in Omaha, Nebraska is next on Bart and Hahn. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good. Sorry for the delay there, but I just wanted to call about Rodgers. Who do I blame? I partially blame the media for the circus that followed him.
Oh, blame
all
us.
Summer. I heard Bart say earlier he feels disappointed like he got duped, but all I heard all summer was reports. I didn't hear anything directly from Aaron's mouth, and I want to know why you're disappointed.
Stop.
What, a beautiful mystery?
Please.
Like, come on, a beautiful mystery?
Please. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Let me make sure that I get out there in front of all the cameras and play in this stupid golf tournament so that you can ask me all the questions, and I can be mysterious about it, and I can draw more attention to the situation to potentially get what I want. If you don't think Aaron Rodgers loves this drama, you're out of your mind.
Remember, we were following Deshaun Watson. Nothing to see here. Aaron Rodgers was quiet. Soon as the draft came, he started talking about how unhappy he was. Remember? Started leaking things, right? And that's when it started coming out. We were on the Deshaun Watson train figuring out what he was – because guess what Deshaun Watson did? He said, I don't want to be here.
And guess who had a no-trade clause and who didn't? Deshaun Watson had a no-trade clause and Aaron Rodgers didn't.
Right.
Now, obviously, things have changed dramatically with Watson, but Bart –
Wasn't nobody following Aaron Rodgers. We weren't paying no attention to Aaron Rodgers. We was looking at Deshaun Watson, the 25-year-old that had a great season that said he wanted out. Remember, it was rumblings that he wanted out, and then he said, I wanted to be out. Aaron Rodgers never told us nothing until he started talking all this beautiful mystery stuff and all this kind of going on Jeopardy, and they asking him all kind of stuff, and he's playing coy with him. He instead of nipping in the bud like Dame Dollar did, what did Dame Dollar do, right? It was rumblings. He said, listen, I haven't made a decision yet. I'll let you guys know.
And you will hear from me.
Right, you will hear from me. All of a sudden, everybody leaking, his teammates that know him very well, people that he talked to, coming out and saying, Aaron Rodgers don't want to be there. Aaron Rodgers never played. We didn't do this. Aaron Rodgers created this mess. Don't blame it on us, Ricky Bobby.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. As always, we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance as well, and all guests on Bart and Hahn appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Up next, we teased it a moment ago, the trade deadline comes up this Friday. We told you about the two New York teams, but also, Bart, there is a big name that is looking like he's going to get moved before Friday that you did not believe was going to be available. That's right.
You didn't tell me in the production, me neither.
Don't worry about it.
You
got to sit around to find out.
Jeez.
That's the way this works. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Oh, I love this theme today, baby. Sitcoms. They don't make sitcoms like they used to.
Is it National Sitcom Day or something? And I missed it.
We're moving on. Come on, Weezy.
There has never been a better theme song for a television show.
And Florence just got her. She just got her star on Hollywood. 94 years old, man.
Marla Gibbs.
She don't get the love that Betty White gets, and I think she's equally as talented and important.
Like Betty White had like a social media comeback a few years ago, yeah. And they forgot about Marla Gibbs. Marla Gibbs was amazing.
94 years young, man. Just got her star, man. Shout out Marla Gibbs, man. Scary Movies, 227, all that. What,
she showed up a couple of years ago when they redid, they were doing.
Beans don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took all on like a trying just to get up that hill. I'm sorry, I just can't. When that part comes, man, that's the breakdown.
I know.
That's the breakdown.
I know. I'm not gonna argue with you. But she showed up a couple of years ago when they had the modern actors redo that.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx was playing Sherman Hemsley's character. They did a live episode on ABC.
Oh, that's dope, man.
I'm not mistaken. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So the trade deadline is Friday, and the Yankees and the Mets both are going to be active, you would expect. Whether or not the Yankees are going to go over the luxury tax threshold still remains to be seen. They, according to reports yesterday, had made an offer for Trevor Story, but the Rockies were still trying to figure out whether or not they were going to trade him. The Mets need help, and one of the guys that there were reports that they may actually pursue along those lines, who is a rental, Max Scherzer. Now, I can't think for a moment that the Nats are going to trade him to the Mets, but Max Scherzer, it looks more and more, he apparently told people in Washington yesterday that he would be willing to give up his no trade clause, and it wouldn't even have to be an extension type situation. Wow. So listen to this for a minute. Let's listen to Jeff Passan on the topic first and get his take with Scherzer.
If Max Scherzer is going to be with another team, it is going to be Max Scherzer's choice. Because remember, Bucci, he's got 10-5 rights. He's been in the big leagues for 10 years, been with the same team for 5, meaning he's got full no-trade privileges, so he can veto any trade he wants. That being said, Max Scherzer, according to sources, is open to being dealt, and you wonder which team is going to jump on it and try and get him to head their rotation going into October. The Dodgers could be in the mix. The Giants could be in the mix. The Mets could be in the mix. It's wide open for Max Scherzer right now, but this is the sort of deal that needs to get done before the July 30th trade deadline to ensure that Scherzer will go to the place that wants him.
I see no way that Mike Rizzo would trade him inside the division, but let's be real about it, okay?
You know, if this Dodgers, is a man, that'd be some bull.
No, no, you
after
know what?
Getting Bauer,
but you know what they should do?
Where the hell is Bauer?
He's away from the team for quite some time, but the Yankees should absolutely, if they are talking about going over the threshold and they are talking about trying to salvage this season, 2 games in the loss column out of the wild card, the division may be gone. Max Scherzer is somebody that when you add him to that team would completely change the dynamic for them. Even though he's a starting pitcher, that would absolutely rattle the cages enough to get them going.
For the Yanks?
Yep.
But is he a? You're saying he's a rental?
He's a rental. Now, there was the thought that he would not give up the no-trade status without an extension, but that's not the case. Scott Boras clarified it this weekend that there are other ways to kind of make him okay with the no-trade thing, cost of living, stuff like that, which is obviously a big concern for Max Scherzer, having made $500 billion in his career. If you're going to ship me to New York, I've got to be able to afford an apartment. But anyway, that's the point. If I'm him and if I'm the Yankees, that's the guy I'm zeroing in on.
You know, I want this. I like this Trevor Story because I think Trevor Story to the Mets would be fun. I want to see.
Not going to happen with the Mets because they Lindor is going to be back at some point.
Yeah.
But Story is a rental as well, and Bart, he has not had as good of a year in his walk year in Colorado. Yeah. I am a little bit weary of Trevor, of Trevor Story. That's the problem. Scherzer.
But sometimes
Scherzer being available,
yeah,
that's a spicy meatball, my friend. That's a little something right there.
But what if he says he wants to go to the Mets because he likes how they move and he's close? He can pretty much still keep his house and wherever he's at when he's not pitching. They can allow him to go back.
Good for him. Barton on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.